Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Ayin. We left off on Kuf Samach Tesam and Beis, probably about three quarters of the way down at the two dots. Today's discussion, at least through Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, is Kuf Ayin Amud Aleph, rather, is going to focus on the Shita of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, which we had brought down yesterday in the Gemara. And the Shita of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel was an interesting one, which was that if a person gives a matana to his friend, and there's a shtar matana, and then the recipient of the matana gives back the shtar, forgetting about giving back the item that he got as a present, he just gives back the shtar. So Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel had an interesting shita that the whole matana goes back, because through the giving back of the shtar, you have the power to reverse the matana. So, and the Chachamim argued with him. The Chachamim said, no, if you get a matana and you give back a shtar, then that in no way impinges on the effectiveness of the matana. The matana is still valid. All you've done is you've given back the shtar, but that doesn't have any effect of reversing the matana at all. So we will focus on the shita of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. We're going to have a number of interpretations of what exactly the machlokas between Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim is. That is going to take us up to the Mishnah on Kuf Aleph, Kuf Ayin rather, Amud Beis. And the Mishnah on Kuf Ayin Amud Beis is going to talk about is going to bring down a Machlokas Tanoim that we've already been foreshadowing for the past couple of days. And it's what happens if a person partially pays back a loan. So if Reuven lends $100 to Shimon, Shimon pays back $50. Reuven, in the meantime, the Malva has a shtar that says that Shimon owes him $100. So what do you do? Do you swap out the shtaros? Do you give him a replacement shtar for 50, or do you write a receipt for the lova that says that the lova already paid back $50 of the $100 shtar? So we'll see that machlokas as well. So let's pick up on Kuf Samach Tes Amud Beis. It's the two dots about two thirds, three quarters of the way down. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hanose matana lechaveiro v'hechzer lo es hashtar. If a person gives a matana to his friend and the friend returns the shtar, chazra matanaso. So the strange shita of Rabban Shimon Gamliel is that the matana goes back. The matana is reversed. V'chachamim omrim matanaso kayemes. And the chachamim say, no, the matana is going to be kayem. The fact that you've given back the shtar doesn't have any impact. So says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. What in the world is the reason for the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? So I'm a Ravasi, Nasik Omer lo, because it's as if he said, Sode zu nesuna lecha, this Sode shall be given to you, kolzman shashtar biyadcha, for so long as the shtar is in your possession. So in other words, when you give a matana, and you give over a shtar matana, it's as if there's a stipulation that says that this matana is valid only so long as the shtar is in your possession. So says the Gemara, well, that is a problem, because maskifla rabba ihachi nignavo avanami. If that's the case, so forget about if you give the shtar back to the giver. What if the recipient accepts the shtar, and then the recipient loses the shtar, or the shtar is stolen from the recipient? So in that case, also, would we say that the matana is ineffective, that the matana goes back simply because the recipient is no longer in possession of the shtar? So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rabba, Ba'osios Niknos B'Mesira Kamiflagi. They're arguing about the concept of osios niknos b'mesira, that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel sovar osios niknos b'mesira, that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says that osios, which are the words on the shtar, they're the words on the shtar because the shtar is what's giving over the matana, that those words can be niknos b'mesira just by giving over of the shtar. Rabban Savri ein osios niknos b'mesira. And the Chachamim say that osios are not niknos b'mesira. So what is all this about? So the Rashbam over here explains, the Rashbam three lines down in the widest line, so he explains the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel sovar osios bein shtore mekach bein de matana, whether it's a shtar mekach or a shtar matana, niknos lekabel matana v'lelokeach b'mesiris hashtar. The mekabel matana or the lokeach are kone as soon as you give over the shtar. Klomar, afal pisha dvarim einam niknin, kivan deksuvim b'shtar, Nikdin im Kabbalas HaKlaf. So the Rashbam is bothered. How, when we say osios, that words are niknos b'mesira, how exactly are words, how exactly do you make a kinyan on words altogether? Because words are not something tangible. Words are something that is written on a shtar. Says the Rashbam, right. And the way you make a kinyan b'mesira, the way you accept the shtar b'mesira through giving, handing over from hand to hand, is when you hand the klaf on which the words are written over from one person to the other. That means osios niknos b'mesira. Nevekivan she'echzer lo es hashtar chazra matnasa. And therefore, if osios are niknos b'mesira, when you give back the shtar, it's as if you're reversing the matana. Uplukti ba'mocher sasfina, it's a machlokas earlier in the Masechta. Now, ve'afal pi she'perosh rabbeinu chanan al deles hilchzak rabbishim gamliel diyachad v'rabim malacha karabim. And even though the rabbeinu chanan over there explained that the halacha is not like rabbin shimim gamliel, who says that osios niknos b'mesira, because he argues on the chachamim, and we know that yachad v'rabim malacha karabim, afiloach hilchzak rabbishim gamliel, the Rashbam argues with Rabbeinu Chanan. He says that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, de osios niknos b'mesira, v'afal pi shelo kosa b'shtar acher, kani l'chahu b'chol shiyubeda, even though you don't write another shtar on the giving over of this shtar, de kaimelan karebi, the sferili osios niknos b'mesira b'mochor esasvina, because the shita of Rebbe agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel in ha'mochor esasvina, that osios are niknos b'mesira. Damina hasam b'maskana amra papa hilchsa osios niknos b'mesira, below shtar acher. Okay, and so basically the Rashbam says that a lot of that we have a lot of rayas, a lot of amaram in the Gemara elsewhere, who paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel over here, that osios are niknos b'mesira. That's why the matana is effective when you give over the shtar matana, and the matana can be reversed when you give back the shtar matana. The Chachamim argue and say, no, that osios are not niknos b'mesira. How are you kona the matana? By actually making a kinyan on the thing that you're getting. So therefore, when you give back the shtar, that's meaningless. Now, the Rosh, just to point out, the Rosh explains that osios are niknos b'mesira only by a shtar kinyan. Only when the shtar, there are two types of shtaros, so let's back up. There are two types of shtaros. There's a shtar where the purpose of the shtar is to effectuate a kinyan, that's called a shtar kinyan. And there's a shtar where the purpose of the shtar is only to serve as proof that something happened, that's called a shtar raya. So the only time that osios can be niknos b'mesira is when we're dealing with a type of shtar that is intended to actually make a kinyan. That type of shtar, says the Rosh, can be niknos b'mesira according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, shtar raya doesn't have any aspect of kinyan to it, therefore that type of shtar cannot be nikne b'mesira. Okay, so again, that's the machlokas, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, and that's the first way we explain the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that just by getting this shtar, it's enough of a kinyan, therefore you can undo the kinyan by giving back the shtar. The Chachamim say, no, you need this shtar plus another shtar, like we saw in the Rashbam, and therefore if you just give back this shtar matana, it's not effective to reverse the matana. All right, says the Gemara Vayter, four lines up from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan, Haba lidam b'shtar u'b'chazaka. If a person comes and makes a claim based on a shtar that he has, and also based on a chazaka, so nidon b'shtar, Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says he can be done, he can be nidon, we judge his claim, we judge the strength of his claim just by looking at the shtar. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer b'chazaka. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that he can prove his claim by a chazaka. So what's this talking about? So just backing up and providing background. So the halacha is that if you buy a piece of property, then you have to hold on to the deed for at least a period of 3 years. And if somebody challenges you within your first 3 years of ownership, you have to present the deed. However, after 3 years, even if you've lost the deed, you have what's called a cheskas gimel shanim, and you're entitled to remain in the property as long as nobody could prove that they were in the property with you. If you can prove that you've lived on the property exclusively for 3 years, that's enough, and you're entitled to keep the property even if you don't present a shtar, even if you don't present a deed. This guy says that in response to a claim that the land that he's on is not his, he says, I have two ways of proving it. A, I have a shtar. B, I have a chazaka. So the machlokas here is what aspects of this claim do you have to prove up? So Rebbe says that you're nidon b'shtar. If you prove up the shtar, it's good. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you are that you are nidon b'chazaka, that if as long as you prove your chazaka, your uninterrupted use of the property for 3 years, that's also good. Now, in the maskana of the Gemara, which we'll see right before the Mishnah on Kufayin Amabez, down on Kufayin Amadalef, all the way on the bottom, we're going to see that the way the Gemara explains this is that Rebbe says, because you introduced the fact that you still have the deed, which was unnecessary because you had Cheskas Kamoshanim. So once you have Cheskas Kamoshanim, you don't even need the deed. But because you introduced the superfluous taina that you also have the deed, you have to corroborate that superfluous taina. Whereas Rav Shim Gamliel will say that nidon b'chazaka, what that means is nidon af b'chazaka, that you don't have to prove anything about your claim regarding the deed, even though it was a superfluous claim. You didn't have to bring it, but you did bring it. You still don't have to prove anything about it. It's enough to prove that you have shnei chazaka, because ultimately, if you could prove shnei chazaka, that's enough to be maimed the karka in your rishus, even if you don't have a deed. So says the Gemara. That's what they're arguing about. So this is the machlokas. Now let's see what they're arguing about. So b'mai kamiflagi. So what are they arguing about? So kiyosu rabdimi amar biyosus niknos b'mesira kamiflagi. They are arguing about osios niknos b'mesira. Now how in the world are they arguing about osios niknos b'mesira? So we'll see in a second. We'll come back to this Rashbam, but just turning over to Kuf Ayin to read in the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel sovar ein osios niknos b'mesira. Rav Shimon Gamliel says ein osios niknos b'mesira. V'Rebbe sovar osios niknos b'mesira. And Rebbe holds that osios are niknos b'mesira. So the Rashbam on the bottom of Kuf Samach Tesam Beis explains Rebbe sovar osios niknos b'mesira. K'demar nami Rebbe behedya b'perak amochar sasfina. We just saw the Rashbam quote Rebbe who holds this way in amochar sasfina. Shamochar shtar chov l'chaver akivan samash lo asa shtar b'yado kana hachov. V'nishabe lolov v'lezea kone kamo shayim b'shubid l'malve kolz man shalo chazar amochlo. Oi, so osios niknos b'mesira, according to Rabbi. V'achi kamar, habal lidon b'shtar b'chazaka. If a person comes to be done with a shtar and a chazaka, v'toin Ruvain kenegen ma'arer, and Ruvain says in response to the claim against the karka, sadezu shalihi, sharei Shimon shakono melevi, because Shimon, who acquired the karka from Levi, Masar lo shtar mechira kasa b'shmo, v'kanisi asadam emesira sashtar. He gave me the shtar mechira that was written out to him, and through the giving of that shtar, I was kone, because osios niknos b'mesira. Ki'ilu nichta b'shmi. V'gam echzakti b'sada shaloshanim, and I also have a cheskas gemel shanim, nidon b'shtar, divrei Rebbe, v'ayidei ashtar shemasar lo lokeach, kone le asadam, the osios niknos b'mesira, v'lo tzorech su chazaka. And says the Rashbam, the reason that if you claim that you have a shtar and a chazaka, the reason that Rebbe says that you're nidon b'shtar is because according to Rebbe, the shtar is powerful enough to effectuate the kinyan itself. And since the shtar is powerful enough to effectuate the kinyan, we don't need the chazaka. Therefore, if you want to prove up your claim, you're going to have to prove up your claim vis-a-vis the shtar, according to Rebbe. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds in this Gemara, even though we just saw that he holds osios niknos b'mesira, now we're trying to say ain osios niknos b'mesira. The Gemara is going to ask on that in a minute. But because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds ain osios niknos b'mesira, the shtar that he's holding is worthless. So what aspect of his claim is the valid aspect that would entitle him to ownership of the property? It's only the chazaka. That's why he has to prove up the chazaka, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So that's the way we want to explain the machlokes. So says the Gemara, Amar le Abaya, im kein plukta l'damar. If that's the case, then you've set up now a machlokes, a stira in what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. Because the way we explained our Mishnah is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that osios niknos b'mesira. That's why if you get the shtar matana and you give back the shtar, then chazra matana. Now you're explaining this machlokas here about whether you have to prove up the shtar or the chazaka, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that ain't osios niknos b'mesira, so we have a stira in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Samar lei v'tiflog. Okay, good. So let me argue on the first explanation. So Rabba was the one who explained that our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds that osios niknos b'mesira. Okay, so it says Abaya, so I argue on Rabba. So says the Gemara, no, Amar Lei, Hachi Kamina Lecha. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I don't care that you're arguing on Rabba. Of course you can argue on Rabba. But Masnisa lo matarza elek matarza mar, vim kein kasha de Rav Shimon Gamliel ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah is only able to be explained if if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is holding that Osios Niknos b'mesira, and therefore, if our Mishnah has to be explained that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says Osios Niknos b'mesira, and over here you're saying that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that ain't Osios Niknos b'mesira, then it turns out that there's a stira in the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I don't care that you're arguing on Rabbah, argue on Rabbah all day long. But now we have a stira in the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Abaye, Hacha B'maya Skinan. Over here we're talking about a case, Kigon Shen Nimsa Echad Me'em Karov Apostle, where one of the Edim on the Shtar is found to be a Karov or Apostle. So says the Rashbam, Ela Amar Abaye, it's about a quarter of the way down. So my Shtar de Pligi Be Rebbe Rav Shimon, we had set up the machlokas, the Rashbam that we had explained a minute ago, had set up the machlokas that Shimon bought the field from Levi and then gave the shtar to Reuven. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that with the giving over of the shtar mechira, that's enough to be kona the karka, because osios niknos b'mesira, and the Chachamim argued and said no, that ain osios niknos b'mesira, the giving over of the shtar mechira from Shimon to Reuven is not enough. Therefore, he's kona only with his chazaka. That's why, according to Rebbe, he has to prove up the chazaka. But says the Rashbam now, my shtar de pligi be Rebbe Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel la b'shtar akasa b'shem achar masro lazeh pligi. It's not about a shtar that's written in somebody else's name and now the lokeach gives it to a third party. Da bein la Rebbe bein la Rabbi Shimon Gamliel osios niktas b'mesira, because everybody holds that osios niktas b'mesira k'damina la Rebbe b'mochar esasfina. This is what the Rashbam was busy doing on the bottom of Kuf Samach Tas Amabez. He was proving that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rebbe. They all hold that osios Sinkas Mimisira, Larav Shim Gamliel, Lael, Bishmaitzin Kedemar, Ela Bishtar Mechira Shakosabo Mocher, Lalokeach Zek, Kedin Karka, Niknes Bishtar, Pligi Kagonjanimsa Echemia Edim, Karov or Puzzle. So, we're talking about a star where one of the Edim is found to be a Karov or Puzzle, Uplokta, the Rab Meir of Revelezer Kamiflegi. And they're arguing in the Machlokas of Rab Meir of Revelezer. What Machlokas? So Rebbe Savarlak Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Lazar, the Amri who says, and we have this machlokas by a get, who says Ede Mesira Karse, that in other words, the important Edim by a get are not the Ede Chsima, they're not the Edim who sign on the get, rather they're the Ede Mesira who see the giving over of the get from the man to the woman. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Savar Lak Rab Meir Damar Ede Chasima Karse, and Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds that it's not Ede Mesira Karse, it's rather Ede Chasima Karse. So how exactly is this machlokas? So the Rashbam explains over here, Vachanami Kiilu Ein Ede Mishtar Dami. So over here we have a shtar that is signed by Krovim or Psulim. So if you hold like Rav Elazar, so this shtar, it's as if there are no Edim, right? Because there are only Edim, Krovim or Psulim on the shtar. Hilkach Nidam Bishtar below Ede Chazaka. Says the Rashbam, you could still use this shtar to prove up ownership, even though the shtar doesn't have kosher edim signed on it, as long as there were edim to the mesira of the shtar, as long as there were edim to the giving over of the shtar, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Lazar, you still will be able to be done with the shtar. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you have to bring a raya on the shtar. Says Rebbe, rather, you have to bring a raya on the shtar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer b'chazaka u'kone, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you're kone b'chazaka, y'omer le'le chazek v'kni, sh'ashtar below edim ain't a kone, k'rab meir, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a shtar without edim is worthless, like the sheet of Rabbi Meir, the edei chasima ikar, that the edei chasima are the ikar, because that's what the pasuk talks about, edim signing on a shtar, and edim signing on a shtar is what's ikar. Now this shtar, which has edim psulim, it's obvious that you are not affecting the kinyan through the shtar, because the shtar is worthless. You're affecting the kinyan through the chazaka, and says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's why you have to prove up your chazaka over here. So that's the way we explain this machlokas now, as of now. But says the Gemara, that can't be. Va'amar Rabbi Abba, Moda Haya Rabbi Lezer, Mezuyif Mitocho, Shu Apostle. But even Rabbi Lezer, who ordinarily holds that Ede Mesira Karsa, he holds that Ede Mesira Karsa only when we have an option of also relying on the Ede Chasima. But by a shtar Shemezuyev Petocho, for example, where Edim Krovim or Psulim are signed on the shtar, Shu Puzzle, that type of shtar is going to be Puzzle. You can't rely on Ede Mesira when there are no valid Ede Chasima. So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rabbi Yavina, Hakol Modim Shem Kosovo, Huskaknu Le Dusan Shal Edim, Vinimtse Se Dusan Mizayefesh Shu Puzzle. Everybody agrees that if there's a certification of basin written on the shtar, that we analyzed the edus of this edim and they were found to be mizuyafim, they were found to be false edim, then the shtar is going to be puzzle. The Mefarshim explained that the shtar is puzzle not only when there's this weird certification on the shtar that actually attests to the fact that the shtar is puzzle. Hu adin, if we know that the shtar is puzzle because we know that the edim who signed on the shtar are krovim or psulim. So k'derabi Abba. Lo nechliku ela b'shtar she'ein alav edim klal. Ah, so we're not talking about where there's a shtar that edim krovim or psulim signed on it, because if there were a shtar that edim krovim or psulim signed on it, everybody would agree that it's invalid. When are they arguing about when there are no edim at all? The Rebbe sabalak Rebbe Lazar damar edim mesira karsei, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel sabalak Rebbe Meir damar edim chasima karsei. So if you have a shtar with no edim, the question is, can that shtar be valid? So if edim mesira karsei and there are edim who gave over the shtar, then yes, it can be valid. Obviously, if edim chasima karsei, then it's invalid because there are no edim who are chosmen al hashtar. Says the Gemara, Vaiter Viba Asema, Bemoda Bishtar Shekosvo, Tsarech Lekaimo Kamiflagi. They're arguing about Moda Bishtar Shekosvo, Tsarech Lekaimo. In other words, that the Mocher agrees, the Mocher admits that he wrote the Shtar, but he doesn't admit that he gave the Shtar over to the Lokeach. That's the issue. So the Rebbe Savar, Moda Bishtar Shekosvo, Ein sarach l'kaimo. Rebbe says, Moda b'shtar shekosvo, ein sarach l'kaimo, and therefore this is a valid shtar, and the lokeach will have to prove up his shtar. V'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel sovar, tzarech l'kaimo. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel will hold that Moda b'shtar shekosvo, tzarech l'kaimo. Therefore, if the mocher admits that he wrote the shtar, but doesn't admit that he gave over the shtar, the lokeach would have to be mekayim the shtar, and if there is no kiyum hashtar, the shtar is invalid. So the only thing that is effective in giving the lokeach a kinyan is his chazaka. Therefore, he would have to prove up his chazaka, according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, how can you tell me that the machlokas is by moda b'shtar shekosvo tzarech l'kaimo, v'ifcha shamin alai b'shamin alu? But we learned the opposite. Tanya, shnayim adukim b'shtar, if two people are grabbing onto a shtar, malva omar shalihu v'nafal mimeni, the malva says it's my shtar and it fell from me and you owe me the money, umetsaso, v'lova omar shalchahu uparati l'cha, and the lova says, yeah, it was your shtar, but I paid you back, and therefore, it's not you who dropped the shtar. I dropped the shtar because I was in possession of the shtar after I paid back the loan. Yiskayim ashtar b'chosmav divrei Rebbe. That Rebbe says yiskayim ashtar b'chosmav, that the shtar is mekuyam with its signatures, and therefore gova kol, and therefore the malva can collect the entire loan. The Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Yachloku, and Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that they have to divide. Since we're Mesupak, we don't know who the shtar fell from. We have to divide, and the Malva can collect only half of the loan. Vavinam ba, and we ask, Velesle le Rebbe ha detnan, does Rebbe not agree with the following? Shnayim ochsim betalis. We have another case. Forget about two people grabbing onto a shtar. Two people grabbing onto a talis. Ze omer ani mitzasiya, v'ze omer ani mitzasiya. If each one says that they claim that each one found the shtar, it's found the talis rather, ze yishava she'en lo ba pachas mechetzia, v'ze yishava she'en lo ba pachas mechetzia, v'yachloku. So each one has to take a shvua that they're entitled to at least 50% of the talis, and then they divide the talis. V'yamar Rabba, and Rava says, so therefore, if the halacha by a talis is yachloku, so why does Rebbe say over here by shtar that you get to collect the entire the entire balance. Why doesn't he hold Yachloku by a shtar just like he does by a talis? V'yama Rava, and Rava says, Am Rav Nachman, b'mekuyam dekuli alma lo pligi diachloku. By a shtar mekuyam, everybody agrees that the halacha would be yachloku. Ki pligi b'she'ena mekuyam. When are they arguing? They're arguing by a shtar she'ena mekuyam. So Rebbe Sover, Rebbe holds that mode b'shtar she'kosvo tzarech l'kaimo. Rebbe holds that mode b'shtar she'kosvo tzarech l'kaimo requires a kiyum, and v'i mekayim le, and if you are mekayim the shtar, then gavi palga, then you get to collect half. V'ilav, and if you don't, if you're not mekayim the shtar, chasva bi'almahu, then it's going to be worthless, because the only way you'll even be able to collect half of the loan is only if you're mekayim the shtar. V'rem and Shimon Gamliel sover mode b'shtar shakosvo ein tzarech l'kayimo v'yachloku. And therefore, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that mode b'shtar shakosvo, once you admit that you wrote the shtar, ain't sarach l'kaimo, and therefore the halacha, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in the case of Shnayim Aduka Mishtar, is going to be an automatic yachloku. Because even if the malve is not Mekayim the shtar, still he's automatically entitled to collect based on that shtar. Now, since we have a suffix, we don't know whether it fell from the malve or the love, he's only able to collect half. But the bottom line is, what we see from this machlokas is that Rebbe's holding mode b'shtar shakosfo, Tzarech l'kaimo. Therefore, if you're not Mekayim the shtar, according to Rebbe, there's a chance that you don't collect anything from the shtar. So over here we have Rebbe holding Mode B'Shar Shekosvo Tzarech l'kaimo. Earlier in our sugya, we had Rebbe holding Mode B'Shar Shekosvo Ein Tzarech l'kaimo. And that's why Rebbe thought that the shtar was effective in order to make the kinin, and that's why if you want to prove up your claim, you have to prove up your claim based on the shtar. So the Gemara says, well, I'm confused. Does Rebbe hold Mode B'Shar Shekosvo Tzarech l'kaimo or Ein Tzarech l'kaimo? Now we have a Sira and Rebbe. So says the Gemara, Epoch. So let's reverse the Shitas over here. So we'll make them consistent. Bibasema, or alternatively, the Gemara answers, Liolam lo tepuch. Really, we don't have to reverse the Shitas. Elahachi bilavara kamiflagi. Over here, we're talking about a situation of levarer. What's levarer? So if you look in the Rashbam on the left side of the page over here, a little bit less than halfway down, elahacha belevarer kamiflagi adam shetoyin lema'ara shnei mini chazakos yeshli. If a person's ma'arer on a field, and in response to the error, the owner says, I have two types of chazakos. Acha sheyesh biyadi adayin shtar mechira, she'asisi li alzeh asadeh. One, that I still have the shtar mechira. V'od sheyesh li edei chazaka shaloshonim. The second is, I have edem that I ate the chazaka, that I have shnei chazaka here. V'kama Rebbe nidom b'shtar, and when Rebbe says nidom b'shtar, it's, Shetzorech levarer ula ames es dvarav ula havi es ashtar kamo shetan. That you have to substantiate, you have to corroborate your claim that you have a shtar, even though technically you would have had this field even if you never opened up your mouth about the shtar, because you have shnei chazaka, and the chazaka enough would have been enough to make you be kona the field. But since you made the claim that you have a shtar, you have to confirm that now you actually have the shtar. Vede chazaka b'lo shtar lo yoelo kan me achar sheze omeidu ma'arer lo masarti lecha shtar me'olam v'lo macharti lecha v'shelo kadinech zachta v'alo toen shtar yesh adayim b'yadi na v'ilu lo toan kach ha'ilo dai b'ede chazaka. Had you not opened up your mouth about the shtar, it would have been enough to bring the Eide Chazaka, Gedamra Becheskas Habatim. Diat Plashnim is Darinish Peshtoret, Feilam is Dar. Because after 3 years, if you're really right that you have Cheskas Gemul Shanim, nobody expects you to have a shtar after 3 years. But if you say explicitly that I have a shtar after 3 years, if you opened up your mouth and stepped into that situation, now you have to prove up that you have the shtar. That's what Rebbe means when he says Tzarech Levarer. If you make a taina, even if it's a superfluous taina, you still later have to corroborate it. But continues the Rashbam, Reb Shimon Gamliel Savart, Nidon Af Bechazaka Levada. When we say Nidon Bechazaka, It means that you don't have to prove up the shtar. You could be done only with chazaka, like the way we explained in the beginning of the shiur. Ki ilu bal didam b'chazaka levada below shtar. The kol shkein shem hevi shtar mechira lo boy suede chazaka. In other words, Rav Shmuel Eliel says, listen, either or, really. I mean, you could prove up your ownership by bringing the shtar too. But the point is, we're not going to force you to bring the shtar. As long as you could prove up the chazaka, that's going to be enough. The ein adam sorech levara ribu tano shetan. That because Rav Shmuel Eliel says that a person does not have to be mevarer all of the tainos that he brings. She ain't shrichim lo v'chiyechid ilu ton meikara avad shtori v'yesh li chazaka shaloshanim. Since had he not mentioned the shtar at all, but had he only relied on the chesed of lashonim, it would have been enough. So we're not going to force the guy to bring a raya on the shtar at all. So that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about sorech levarer. Ki hod Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef, like the situation where Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef havi masak bezuzei b'Rabbi Abba, he loaned some money to Rabbi Abba. Also, lekame to Rav Yitzchak Nafka, they came before Rav Yitzchak Nafka. So Amarlei paraticha b'vnei Ploni Yeploni. So Rabbi Abba says, "What are you talking about? I don't know your money. I paid you back in front of Ploni and Ploni." So Amarlei Rabbi Yitzchak Yavo Ploni Yeploni via Idu. And Rav Yitzchak Nafka said, "Okay, you claim that you paid him back in front of Edim, so make the Edim come and let them testify that you paid back." So Amarlei Ilo Asu Lo Mehemna, and if they don't come, you're not going to believe me. But Kaimelan Amalves Chaver be'Edim in its Orch Lefor be'Edim. The halacha is that if you borrow money in front of Edim, you do not have to pay back the loan in front of Edim. So why would you not believe me that I paid back unless I bring the Edim in front of whom I claim I paid back? So Amarlei, Anabahi Kishmaitza Damar Sphirali, the Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Ravada Brahava, Amar Rebbe, Amar Lechavera Praticha Bavne Ploni Yaploni, Sarak Sheyavo, Ploni Yaploni Via Idu. So that's the same thing, right? In other words, really, if Amalva's Chaver Beidim, you don't have to pay back in front of Edim. But if you claim that you pay back in front of Edim, then you're going to have to be Mavarer your Taina. Then you're going to have to be Mavarer the claim that you made that you paid back in front of Edim. Just like in our case, the guy claims that he's entitled to the field because he has a Chazaka and the Shtar. He didn't have to mention the shtar, but once he mentions the shtar, he's going to have to prove up the shtar as well. So, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Halacha Kedivrei Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the Halacha is like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, that he's nidon af bechazaka, that he could prove up just the proof of the chazaka, and he does not have to bring the shtar, and he does not have to bring the shtar. V'af Rebbe, and even Rebbe, lo amar elo levarer. In other words, Rebbe says that the only reason he made this claim is to be mevarer. And Amar Leah, no, nami levarer kamin. And he said, yeah, I agree. Rebbe made this claim in order to be mevarer. So what does this mean? So if you look in the Rashbam, this is back on Kuf Ayin Amar Aleph. So Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Alocha Karam Shimgom Liel. Sha'amar nidon af bechazaka levada, dekivan dlo yatzorech liton shtar yesh piyadi me'achar sha'okla shnei chazaka. Ain't sorech levara zvarav shahar baliton masha ain't sorech. He just made a superfluous taina, but we don't have to have him confirm all of his superfluous tainos. V'ananami kivan de below edim emna ain't sorech levara lavi edim shamarti. Therefore, in this case of the loan, where Rabbi Abba claimed that he paid him back in front of edim, since he didn't have to claim that he paid him back in front of edim, he doesn't have to prove that he paid him back in front of edim. And then the Rashbam says, "V'af Rebbe lo amar lo levara klomer minadin alacha krav shem lo amliel." Yes. Minadin the halacha is like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Sha'af Rebbe lo nechlak elim yishum desvirulei desarech levarer esdvarav achar shetan yesh li shtar. V'Rebbe modeh shim lotan lo yetzarech elechazaka levada. Rebbe's not saying that you have to prove up the shtar because he feels that the chazaka is ineffective. So in other words, there's no real machlokas in halacha as to the effectiveness of the chazaka. The reason that Rebbe is going to make you prove up the shtar is because Rebbe believes that once you bring the taina, you're going to have to confirm the taina. The cave and lavi pluktayu ela kadei levarer. Now, since they're only arguing about whether it's tzarech levarer or not, nirin divrim shem gamliel she'en lo lahafse b'shvil sfas yeser. So mistaber, the Rashbam says, misvara The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, like, why are we going to penalize the guy because he opened up his mouth and he said too much? We shouldn't penalize him for that. And then it says the Rashbam, Anonami Lavara Kamina. So Klomar Karebi Sfirali. So I listen, I yelled like Rebbe, Vimlo Birur Dvarav Hifsin. The Chain Pirish Rabbeinu Zikni in the beginning of Perek Zeh Borer. So in other words, yeah, really, you're right. There is no real fundamental machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel as to the effectiveness of Chazaka. Rebbe just says, once you open up your mouth and mention the Shtar, you're going to have to prove up the Shtar. Therefore, in our case, once you open up your mouth and you mention that you repaid the loan in front of a couple of Edim, you're going to have to bring a raya that you actually repaid in front of these Edim. I didn't ask you to open up your mouth, but you said so, and that's why you're going to have to prove up your claim. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Misha para mixas chovo. If a person pays back part of his chov, Rav Yehuda mar yachlif. Rav Yehuda says that you are machlif the shtar. So in other words, let's say Reuven lent Shimon $100. Shimon pays back $50. So what we do now is the Edom write Reuven a new shtar for $50 instead of $100. They take back the $100 shtar. They write a new $50 shtar, and that is how we deal with a partial repayment. Rav Yossi Omar Yichtav Shover. Rav Yossi says no. That what you do is you write a receipt that the Lovas hold on to, saying that even though Reuven has a shtar saying that I owe him $100, I already paid back 50 of the $100. Just to note, when we're talking about a shover, the Yad Ramah says that we're obviously talking that you're writing a shover on a separate piece of paper. Why can't you just write it on the shtar, write the receipt on the shtar, like an endorsement on a check? And the answer is, because if you write it below the signatures, we're afraid that the Malva is going to cut off the shover, and he's going to vite or collect the full $100, and we can't write it above the space of the signatures, because we saw a couple of last week that the Edom have to sign very, very close to the end of the ksav. So there's no space on the shtar to write the shover. So there's machlokas. Do I replace the shtar or do I write a shover? Amar Rav Yehuda nimtza zetz arach liyo shomer shova menachbarim. Says Rav Yehuda, if you're going to force the lova to accept a shover, then the lova is going to have to worry that his shover shouldn't be eaten by the mice. Samala Rav Yossi, kach yofa velo yirakocho shozet. Yeah, right. That's what is mistaber, that the lova should need to be nervous about watching over a shover, and that we should not weaken the malva's position. As the Rashbam explains, kach yofalo lamalve shialove bedaiga shiver shovro. The malva wants the lova to be on pins and needles, worrying about whether he's going to appropriately guard his shover and make sure not to lose it. Lo malve, and it shouldn't be the malva's problem. Why? The eved love leish malvek. Damina begemara, like we'll see in the Gemara, eved love leish malve. The lova is in effect subservient to the malva. Liira kocho shal malve lahachlev shtaro. Kedamar aviu de kadesh yachov leparo. And we shouldn't force the malva to accept the replacement shtar. Because so long as the lova is holding on to a shover, we'll see the lova is going to be a pins and needles wanting to pay back the loan, because he's always afraid lest he lose his shover, and then the malva is going to be able to collect the full amount again. All right, let's just see a line or two in the Gemara. So, Amar Ravuna Amar Rav, Ein halacha lo k'rav Yehuda v'lo k'rav Yossi, ela, the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, the halacha is not like Rav Yossi, like none of the Tanaim in the Mishnah, ela based in Mekarin Ashtar v'kos v'lo Shtar Acher Mizman Rishon. However, based in rips up the Shtar and writes a replacement Shtar from the Zman Rishon. In other words, if on the first of Nisan, the $100 loan was made, and then later the borrower paid back $50. So the basin will write a replacement shtar for $50, but from the Zman of the Shtar, from Echa Nisan, from Aleph Nisan, to make sure that you can collect. From nechassim that were sold any time after the date of the original loan. So in other words, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Edim replaced the shtar, and Rav Yossi said that you write a shovar. Rav says that basin replaces the shtar. How can Rav argue? So the Rashbam says, Rav Tana hu upolig. Rav is a Tana and he argues. Why is it that Rav is able to argue? I thought that after the Tanoim finished the Mishnah, closed the Mishnah, Noam Oram argued. So the way most Achronim explain is that what happened here is that there was a Kabbalah, a general Kabbalah of the Amoram in that generation, that it's better to explain what the Tanoim were meaning, what the Tanna mean, as opposed to arguing on them. However, Rav, who was in that first generation of Amoraim, never took upon himself this Kabbalah, and therefore, in effect, he was able to argue on what the other Tanaim said. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow with a continuation of this discussion, what to do when the loan is partially repaid, God willing.